According to a trade group for retail health clinics, in 2010, Wisconsin had about 45 locations, putting it in the top three states per capita for such health outlets. Who's using such clinics and who's running them has changed over the years. The share of investor-owned clinics fell during the recession, while the proportion of clinics owned by hospital systems doubled. The most common partnerships are with pharmacy chains, staffed by nurse practitioners and physician assistants. The American Medical Association has taken a tough stance against retail health clinics, but the Wisconsin Medical Society has no formal position, says CEO Rick Abrams.
The reality is that healthcare delivery and indeed healthcare payment is changing. You know, it is moving, if you will, downstream. And it is very, very clear that the public likes retail clinics.
According to the Center for Studying Health System Change, the number of people using retail clinics tripled between 2007 and 2010. The center's Alwyn Castle notes the clinics only represent a very small part of the market.
You know, I think it's rapid growth, but still retail clinics remain kind of outside the mainstream of the delivery system.
An analysis by the Center for Studying Health System Change found the biggest reason people went to retail clinics was for treatment of a new illness. Another finding, young families were likely to use retail health clinics, as were those who could not afford care or put it off. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.